Welcome to Digging In, Unearthing Stories of Climate Adaptation, a Lynx podcast series. I'm Cara LeBlanc. Climate change impacts the natural environment in Zimbabwe. Seasons look different, rain patterns are unpredictable, and agriculture is less reliable. Humans adjust their actions to adapt to these changes. Those human actions impact the environment. A few Lynx researchers are looking at the bigger picture of human impact on land. One researcher is taking a huge step back, like all the way to outer space. Natalia Wiederkehr is a postdoctoral researcher at Canadian Mennonite University. Her work focuses on remote sensing using satellite images. With Lynx, Natalia is mapping the impact of climate change and human activity on the land. Before meeting with her, I had no clue this kind of work existed. As we settled into a quiet corner here at CMU, Natalia pulled up a PowerPoint and gave me a bird's eye view of Zimbabwe.
Remote sensing techniques is the same like our eyes. Remote sensing is the capability to detect a target without to have the physical contact. Our eyes do this all the time very well. So usually in the space we have the satellites, and those satellites generate satellite images.
Using remote sensing techniques for Natalia means using satellite images. With these images, Natalia maps land use and land cover in each project region. This identifies areas of trees, rangeland, crops, and buildings. She is also able to monitor things like elevation, watershed, and soil degradation. By layering images across many years, she develops a model that shows changes.
From remote sensing, we detect the different targets. So now you can imagine if you go to the fieldwork, do this without satellite images. It's very difficult to monitoring over different years and understand behind this behavior.
Natalia is able to collect a lot of information about the land in Zimbabwe from her computer here in Winnipeg. She can notice what is there, but it takes traveling to Zimbabwe to understand why it's there.
Because help me to understand in a different perspective, especially for social, economical perspectives. Because many times we saw a deforestation or a degradation, but we don't understand why it's behind in this process. We know, okay, there's a deforestation, but who or which process is behind this? When you combine different situations like dry seasons, climate changes, and combine with human activities like deforestation. We have different factors, elements, combine different elements to have this situation now. But just from satellite, I couldn't understand the whole context.
Natalia hosted workshops at the partner organizations in Zimbabwe, where she showed Zimbabweans how to use geosensing technology. She wants to encourage partners to continue mapping their communities. Accurate mapping can help them plan solutions when problems arise.
We localize where we have the soil degradation, where we have deforestation, so it's close or in the same water path in the wet season. So many times, if you would like to restore one area, but when you look from the satellite, it could be a huge area. So if you would like to restore a small area, perhaps you could consider, okay, if I just should do this here in the next wet season, probably will have more problem. And this area that I just restored, maybe it's not enough, or maybe I will have the same problem. So it's important because we can see and also select better the areas where it's more effective for deforestation.
Natalia is supporting the work of several other Lynx researchers. Kirit Patel, Associate Professor of Environmental Studies at University of Winnipeg, is looking into the impacts of human activity on the land. Natalia and Kirit are collaborating with Dr. Arthur Maviza, Environmental Science Lecturer at the National University of Science and Technology in Bulawayo, and postdoctoral researcher at the University of the Witwatersrand, Johannesburg. Their different methods come together to form a rich understanding of environmental impacts.
We were researching particularly that how human activity is impacting natural resources. The activity which we were focusing more, or was more unique to the region, was the artisanal gold mining. We prefer to use the term human activity, which is a more broader umbrella, includes some other livelihood activities, like, for instance, we learned there brick molding. Of course, the small-scale agriculture and livestock raising. So all these livelihood activities, how they are impacting the natural resources, and once the natural resources are impacted, they also impact the livelihood. So there is a dynamics between both, and how the climate change impacting the both, the interaction between the natural resources and the livelihood.
Kirit is trying to understand how shifts in livelihoods change the land.
Our activities were more focused to understand the scale and intensity of those human activities, particularly artisanal gold mining, because that impacts the soil and the soil. Probably, you know, that in this forest, hilly region, in my understanding, the soil is one of the most important resource, because without the soil, you cannot grow crop, grass will not grow, no livelihood. And because of the artisanal gold mining, the soil erosion intensifies. And the soil gets eroded with the intensive rainfall pattern. The climate change is making the rain more intense. So the soil gets eroded, and everywhere we saw those indicators, the streams and the water bodies were flooded with silt and soil. So basically, these human activities would have a long-term impact. Of course, there are short-term impact, but the long-term, once the moisture that soil is lost, that soil is very difficult to replace.
In Zimbabwe, Kirit met with community members in the project regions to understand the social aspect of these human activities.
Who are the actors involved? What are the social impact? What is the power imbalance, or what is the power dynamics rather than the imbalance? How the income made from that livelihood activities is shared within the household, or within the community? What are the implications, long-term and short-term?
Kirit hopes his research influences policy changes in Zimbabwe. Many young people are motivated to pursue mining, but there are no safety procedures in place. Policy changes would hopefully support safety and environmental health while acknowledging the need for different livelihoods. During one of my days in the Gwanda district in southwestern Zimbabwe, we visited Bethel Primary School. Simeon Inhube, head of the school, told us about the agroforestry club that was started there. Students who join the club are given tasks to take care of the trees, like watering and shooing away harmful pests. We walk through the schoolyard, behind the classroom buildings, where the garden lives. inside the fence, students were excited to show us what they were growing. This space is valuable in multiple ways.
We thought of planting trees here because in our syllabus, we are teaching children about deforestation, effects of deforestation, and is one of the causes of climate change. So we are encouraging them to grow trees. Yeah, to grow trees, to practice deforestation, afforestation, and reafforestation. So we are trying to work along those lines. And also here, we are trying to assist our kids nutrition-wise, so that when we grow these fruit trees, they can at one time have a fruit. Yes, nowadays, the government has introduced a homegrown school feeding program whereby kids are fed at school. So I find that it's healthy.
Some of their trees will grow fruits that the children have never tasted before.
When we planted these trees, there was a lot of excitement. There was a lot of excitement because we told them that these are yours. Once they start bearing fruits, you'll enjoy it. And as a result, they are working flat out to make sure that they grow well.
Learning about deforestation while getting hands in the soil allows students to care for their community. I had no idea you could learn so much from pictures taken from so far away. Natalia helped me to see Zimbabwe from a new perspective, literally from outer space. Understanding why things were changing in these satellite images is where Kirit's work comes in. These stories of taking unusual perspectives on real-world problems convince me that powerful change can happen when we make the effort to look again in unique ways. Thank you to my guests, Natalia Wiederker, postdoctoral researcher at Canadian Mennonite University, Kirit Patel, associate professor of environmental studies at University of Winnipeg, and Simeon Inlube, head of Bethel Primary School in the Gwanda District. Digging In, Unearthing Stories of Climate Adaptation was written and produced by Kara LeBlanc, with story editing by David Balser and mixing assistance by Daryl Neustetter-Barg. Thanks for listening. I'm Kara LeBlanc. Lynx is a multi-year Mennonite Central Committee project helping climate-affected populations in Zimbabwe adapt to the changing environment. CMU is one of three research partnerships working alongside two Zimbabwe-based research partners and three local development organizations working across three districts. Lynx is administered in partnership with the Government of Canada and with funding from other generous donors.
All Lynx is locally led, indigenous, nature-based solutions for climate change adaptation in Zimbabwe. All Lynx is locally led.